When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul.
A new film called Higher Ground is a nuanced look at a woman's struggle for an authentic faith. It stars Vera Farmiga, who dazzled audiences in movies like The Departed and Up in the Air. But what makes this all the more surprising is that it represents her directorial debut. Higher Ground opens today at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelica, and I'm delighted that it has brought Vera Farmiga back to our show to discuss her dual roles. Hi.
Hi, Leonard.
Higher Ground is based on a memoir by Carolyn S. Briggs that was called This Dark World. How closely did you get to know with her? Did you work with her?
I did. We were introduced to each other by a gentleman named Tim Metcalf, who was supposed to direct it, who is the initiator of the idea, who wouldn't rest until it found its way to moving pictures. It was a memoir, and
he was supposed to direct it?
He
what
was.
What happened?
Well, he initiated drafts 3 years even before I came onto the project. I signed myself on as an actress. He sent it to me after seeing a little film called Down to the Bone, and sent the memoirs along in the package. I read it and wanted to jump into the psychic headspace of the character. You know, sometimes the inspiration comes. It's an on and off switch, and it was turned on. I caught a whiff of the divine in it.
But this is the kind of project that's hard to get financing for, isn't it?
Absolutely no equation for financing or distribution. It's wild that I'm sitting here talking to you about it. A film like this about faith that explores the struggle, the yearning, in a real way, with earnestness and in candor, is difficult to market. It's easy to market films about faith to the faith community, and easier to market films that mock faith. But this is a tricky one.
It's tricky because you don't make fun of. In fact, you're very sympathetic to the people involved. At the same time, you're not endorsing their approach to life.
No, you know, we're not laughing at them. We're not saying, oh, look at these lunatics. Look at, you know, we're not judging the sort of the passionate beliefs of these humans, and we're not. It's very easy to misinterpret that. The humor here comes from the chuckling at, oh, aren't we humans a funny lot in our search.
But and some of the people in the church have senses of humor as well, say funny things.
Senses of humor is, they are God-given, in my opinion, and we should use them.
This is still an unusual topic, which is not often dealt with in film, and certainly not in movies other than Robert Duvall's The Apostle. I guess that's the only one that comes to mind immediately.
That's one of my top five films, and certainly was a case study for me. As far as his direction and his acting. And I'll tell you why, Leonard, it's because that film to me is the same honest portrayal. I mean, it's that stairway to heaven, whatever our concepts, our individual concepts of heaven are, however we define it, that stairway wasn't built to code. You know, it's a steep incline. Those treads are worn. Where the heck is the banister? And those are the kind of stories that I'm interested in participating. You know, the struggles.
Did you see anything of yourself in this character?
I try to look for myself in all the characters. I mean, I think it resonated for me in a profound way. How these are difficult questions, fun questions. What do you think it means to be holy? What does holiness means to you? What is a successful spirit? What does that entail? A well-equipped spirit.
Well, how would you describe Corinne, the character you play?
She's a very thoughtful seeker, struggler, someone who
loved books when she was a kid.
Loved books, had great poetess potential and has taken a long time to find her voice as someone who's been diminished often in life, whether it's by her mom, you know, or who says she's not musical, or the librarian who edits her book choices, or you know, or being hushed in church when she feels the quote unquote Holy Spirit intervene and feels words of wisdom that she can't quite share because the pastor gets very jealous about sharing that mic.
Well, also is upset that a woman is preaching.
Yeah.
In this community, women are expected to serve the men.
Yes, and men be careful to appear as though they're teaching them. And she gets reprimanded as well by the pastor's wife for appearing to do that.
Her only safety valve when she's in this closed community is her friendship with Anika, played just wonderfully by Dagmara Domincic.
Dagmara.
I've never seen her before.
Count of Monte Cristo, she's special. She's special. She took a hiatus, embarked on maternity, and she's back in the game. But powerful actress.
Mm. Now, you didn't sign on as the director, but this is a very sophisticated directorial job that you've done here. Had you been thinking a lot about directing in the past?
No, I think the film would have been stuck in movie purgatory had I not taken those reins and had the courage to do so. Conviction for me to direct didn't come as a howl, as a sort of victorious roar. Yes, it came out as a very tender whisper. Try it.
To be a director? I mean, isn't the cliche that every actor says, "Well, someday I want to direct"?
You know, that's probably because that you can give yourself a great opportunity if you do. I mean, this innocently enough started off as me wanting a meaty role and not, you know, waiting around asking for permission.
How much involvement did you have before you found yourself directing it?
3 years of developing it with Tim Metcalf, and then once he suggested, I actually tried to wiggle away from the film's grasp many times. I shopped it to Deborah Granick, who directed me Down to the Bone. She's a mentor of mine and a close friend, and I was secretly hoping she would take responsibility and guide me through it. She said no, but I'd be there to mentor you, she said. So I thought, oh, nuts, now I really have to do it. Then John Hawke signs on, and I thought, oh, nuts, I can't turn away. And many times, the subject matter is tough. It's tough. People get skittish when you bring up God.
Deborah Granick has said of you, while acting, she is so observant and so tuned into the people around her that she was poised to be an excellent director. Mm. Well, you've worked with a lot of wonderful directors over the years. Mm. Were you watching? Were you noticing how they moved the camera?
I have my hobby is photography. So camera angles, camera lenses, I didn't have the technical savvy. I don't sort of seek that out on set. I don't have that. I felt I needed to be bolstered there, and I worked with Michael McDonough, cinematographer, worked with him on Down to the Bone.
So you trusted him?
Trusted him. I needed his expertise. I wasn't sweating how to transfer the words of the script onto moving images, and I felt confident I could do that. And the rest is tone and intention and what's going to be my particular angle. Not my anger.
Although there's anger in it as well.
It is.
Vera Farmiga is the director and star of a new film called Higher Ground, which opens today at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelica, and has a wonderful cast.
Brilliant.
I don't know how much you, as an actor, can direct other wonderful actors like Bill Irwin and Norbert Leo Butz and Donna Murphy, and one of the hottest young actresses on Broadway right now, Nina Arianda, who's just in Born Yesterday and is returning in Venus and Ferdy. Just simply trust them?
Yes. The casting is everything. casting your crew and casting your playmates. that armada, picking your soldiers, is most of the battle. And it depends on the actor. It depends on the personalities. It depends on their perceptions of their characters and how familiar they are with the world. You know, some actors, it's personality pending, whether they need maneuvering or open to it. I mean, I worked with a lot of non-actors, and that I ruled with an iron.
A lot of kids here.
A lot of kids, and I prefer non-actors. When working with children, it's just you waste a lot of film just to capture that one magical gem of a moment, but it's fun.
Well, was that the most challenging thing you had to deal with as a director, or working out some kind of a visual style?
The challenge for me came in post-production, deciding that's where really I felt that my mark was going to be made as a director. Directorial, I feel like that's where the film was decided. I think guiding the actors, the non-actors, yes, I ruled with an iron fist, sometimes even line readings. But you do what you can. Not the seasoned actors.
They get insulted if you suggest a line reading, but you could say to a kid, say it like this.
Yeah.
You don't get insulted?
I don't. If it's come down to it, I just want to get the moment right. And I don't have... I'm open to it. Tell me gently. Take me aside. Don't do it in front of everybody. But whatever gets sort of whatever plays the truth of the moment.
Well, your sister Thaisa Farmiga plays a younger version of your character. Is making her film debut, isn't she? That had to be a little tough telling your sister what to do.
I'm always telling her what to do. She's always asking for advice. You know, she had no ambitions of being an actress. I noogied her into doing it.
And she's fabulous.
She's special. She's very special and so full of potential and raw talent. She has an exquisite face, capable of conveying speaking volumes with expression. It's incredibly photogenic.
And it also helps that she looks like you. So we know, as we're following this character through her life, in fact, I was kind of surprised. I thought, well, what did they do? Did they do some special trick photography to make Vera look like she's a teenager?
That's Thaisa. It's 21 years between us, and for obvious genetic reasons, I think I didn't even look at anybody else. That was a contingency. I said my sister has to play it.
Is it difficult to direct yourself? Because this has been a challenge for many actors. Woody Allen is no longer appearing in most of his movies. Clint Eastwood seems to like to direct other people.
I wish Scorsese would do it. I loved him as an actor. Certainly.
A lot of directors are good actors. François Truffaut was a good actor as well.
I find it more difficult to self-edit than self-direct. I mean, I feel I self-direct in my work as an actress to a certain degree, and then need additional feedback from the collaboration and camaraderie from my director. But self-editing is tough at times, flipping the coin.
And then there were the other things that you had to deal with. 38 shooting locations.
Yeah.
21 live musical performances. You had animals.
Music is huge in the film. I'm very proud of the music. Music is a character throughout the film. The score was going to be important. I mean, I hate being manipulated by music in a film. You know, don't make the violins cry when you're expecting me to. Let me discover that for myself. And yet I think the joy of a fellowship and worship and music is what feelings sound like. It's going to be very important to experiencing the joy in the way Corinne experiences it within the community. And hymns stand the test of time. And we have amazing voices. We have Warren Haynes from Government Mule, the Allman Brothers, Oliver Wood, Amy Helm. These are gods, human gods and goddesses with divine vocals. And the music I'm extremely proud of.
Did you do your own singing?
I did. Thaisa did her own singing as well.
Higher Ground is the name of a gospel song, so you're also cluing potential viewers into what's going on there. You had to film some pretty complicated scenes, like a bus crash.
Yeah.
Did you storyboard that?
Not at all. No time for storyboarding. The biggest thing was just finding the bus on a minuscule budget, finding a 1960s school bus that could be converted into this band's abode. And we only had one shot. We had several cameras on it. We splurged on a couple of extra cameras that day, and we had to get it right. So that was a certain amount of faith that we put into that one shot. But it worked out.
I've read that you were pregnant during the shoot.
Extremely.
So how did you get around that?
Barely. Well, we adjusted the script accordingly.
A lot of shots from the waist up?
No, exposing waist. This is a woman who's had three children in her life, and I certainly looked as if I had. I didn't look like a size 2 actress pretending to be a woman who's had three babies. But, we wrote it into the film is about family, finding faith in family and marriage, in paternal relationships and relationships with your children. And so birthing was going to be a part of this over the 3 decades that we examined this woman's life. So my pregnancy was there, and thank God I could sort of tap into Gita, her name is, my daughter Gita, her energy and her heartbeat.
Well, I don't know whether listeners are getting it, but my way of telling people about what they can expect is that this is more like the European films that we used to like to go to, films that were beautifully acted, wonderful script, real people. Although there is a crash in it, this is not about car chases and people shooting at each other. It's about the way people interact with each other and struggle with the basic problems of life.
Yeah.
I gather that you're now set to direct another film. So is this a major career move?
95% sure. It's not a career move. Certainly it's a move. You know, that would be another Down Home Family production, the script that my husband, Ren, wrote. This is first endeavor, and we both come from enormous families.
And a lot of your family was in this movie.
Yeah.
They're cheap labor. How many family
members? My mom, my mother-in-law, my cousin who drew all the penis drawings in the film and voluptuous statue. They contribute in each way.
Your son?
My son, who plays my sister's daughter. There'll be plenty of therapy in the future. it's a film about family. It's only natural that my family would enter the equation.
Well, I if this is any indication of where you're going to go in the future, I'm looking forward to Flying Squirrels if it actually gets made.
It's a comedy about family grief.
Uh-huh. And this film is called Higher Ground. It stars Vera Farmiga. I mispronounce your name? Farmiga?
Not at all.
And as I said, Bill Irwin, just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Norbert Leo Butz, Donna Murphy, Nina Arianda, and many other wonderful. Who else?
John Hawkes.
Yeah, John Hawkes is just
Joshua
fabulous.
Leonard. Yeah.
It opens today at Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the Angelica. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thanks, Leonard.